The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. This is a testimony of John. When the Jews from Jerusalem sent priests and Levites to ask him, "Who are you?" he admitted and did not deny it, but admitted, "I am not the Christ." So they asked them, "Then who are you then? Are you Elisha?" And he said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." So they said to him, "Who are you, so that we can give answers to those who sent us?" "What do you have to say for yourself?" He said, "I am the voice of the one crying in the desert, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as Isaiah the prophet said." Some of the Pharisees were also sent. They asked him, "Why then do you baptize if you are not Christ, or Elijah, or the prophet?" John answered them, "I baptize with water, but there is one among you for whom you do not recognize, the one who is coming after me, whose sandal strap I am not worthy to untie." This happened in Bethany, across the Jordan, where John was baptizing. The Gospel of the Lord. So I have to ask, did you have a good New Year? Did anybody go and see the floats, the parade in person? Oh, brave people, brave people. I did that once, and I determined I enjoy sitting in my house in front of the TV with the heater on and no line to the bathroom. So that's how I watch the parade. So in today's gospel, people were asking John the Baptist, "Who are you? Why have you come?" They thought he was the Christ. He was baptizing him and said, "No, you know, that's not me. I just came to announce his coming. But there is one greater than me," referring to Christ, "with whom I am not worthy to unstrap his sandals." Back in the time of Jesus, it was very, let's see, what would I call it? It wasn't something that you did. You would not unstrap your sandals. You would usually have somebody, a servant or something, who would do that. And so to say that Jesus, you know, "I am not worthy to unstrap Jesus' sandals," is saying that John is a servant. But we're also here in this gospel about Jesus being the Lamb. He will be the one offered up. And we know that is true. He's offered up for our sins, for everything that we did wrong or that we will do wrong. So as we go out this morning, let us try to see how long we can do right. Maybe it'll be 10 minutes, 15, an hour. It doesn't matter. What matters is we go forth and do our best.